Malcolm Turnbull's refugee deal with the United States is still yet to get the tick of approval from President-elect Donald Trump. Our PM says negotiations with the United States to resettle an unspecified number of refugees from Nauru and Manus Island began with President Obama back in January. But Donald Trump made immigration and border control a key part of his election campaign. And in his first interview last night since winning the presidency, he confirmed he would strictly enforce immigration laws.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million, it could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate. But we're getting them out of our country. They're here illegally. It's very important. We want to secure our border.
That's Donald Trump speaking to 60 Minutes in America. You may have watched that full interview last night on Channel 10. He also said during the interview his priority was to put America first. So whether Canberra's refugee deal with the Obama administration can be formalised and executed before Donald Trump's inauguration on the 20th of January, well, that's still a bit unclear. Niels Frentzen is a leading American expert in immigration and refugee law. He heads up the University of Southern California School of Law Immigration Clinic. Niels Frentzen, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
Do you believe that Donald Trump could still scrap this deal with Australia when he takes over as president after January the 20th?
I would assume that he would. So in all likelihood, the only way that it's going to happen is if the refugees are actually transferred to the U.S. before Inauguration Day.
And how likely is that, that the administration could get this all executed before the 20th of January?
If the U.S. has not already begun its own vetting or so-called background checks until now, if you look at the way the time that the U.S. has taken to vet the Syrian refugees that have been coming to the United States, it's unlikely that that could be accomplished in a few months. If the U.S. has been talking about this with Australia since January of this year, and if the vetting has been ongoing, then it's possible.
Would Donald Trump need the support of Congress to scrap it, or could he just do it with the presidential executive power?
He could do it with the presidential power. Overseas refugee admissions are pretty much subject to the unfettered discretion of the president.
So why, you were pretty adamant first with your first answer that you would assume he would scrap this deal. Why would you assume that?
Well,
a deal's a deal, isn't it?
a deal is a deal until the deal is changed. And this election debate, as I'm sure you know, has been a particularly volatile debate, particularly around immigration issues and particularly around overseas refugee admissions. And so I don't see that there is much political chance of Trump allowing this deal to go through unless there is something else going on that, you know, we're not aware of right now, and that's certainly a possibility.
Well, we think part of what's going on, but again, it's, you know, our government says it's not a quid pro quo, but our government earlier, a few months ago, did accept US-bound refugees from camps in Costa Rica. So we're going to make some of those, have some of those people come to Australia as part of our regular intake. And now, a few months later, we hear that America has accepted the refugees from Nauru and Manus Island as part of its regular intake. Would that be enough to persuade Donald Trump, do you think?
I doubt it, but it is, you know, certainly something. I mean, the other thing that comes to mind, Australia has, in addition to the Central American refugees, Australia has taken at least a handful of refugees, mostly Cubans, from the U.S. military base at Guantanamo, our so-called offshore processing center. And there are also approximately 20 individuals who were detained in the 9/11 portion of the prison at Guantanamo, who the U.S. is seeking overseas resettlement possibilities for. And so maybe there's some discussion about those individuals, but that's, you know, complete speculation on my part.
Your certainty, or close to certainty, that Donald Trump's likely to not accept it, is it because that is because many of the immigrants, rather the refugees, and they have been declared refugees, these people, they've been tested, processed and found to be refugees on Manus Island and Nauru, are mainly from Muslim countries? Is that the biggest barrier that you see it, or just simply that they're another country's problem?
I think that's one of the biggest barriers, absolutely. You know, certainly they're not going to be viewed by the Trump administration as part of U.S. responsibilities, but certainly the fact that a significant number of them, if not the majority of them, are Muslim, and that has been, again, the focus of this very ugly political contest that we just concluded in the U.S., this focus on Islam.
Mm. Let's talk about that. It's 17 minutes to 8. Our guest is Niels Frentzen. He's a leading American expert in immigration and refugee law. Donald Trump, in the first television interview he's done since the election on 60 Minutes, talked about deporting or jailing up to 3 million undocumented illegal migrants. He said they'd be people with criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. Now, that's a significant number, but it's way less than he was talking about during the campaign, where he just talked about any illegal immigrants, didn't he? Not ones with crimes. So is he walking back already from his rhetoric in terms of this?
I think he is walking back. Again, he could change his views again, but I think reality is beginning to sink in. There's an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States, and what that would cost in terms of dollars and in terms of, you know, manpower, person power to actually identify those people and to expel them would be astronomical.
And perhaps in votes too. But this notion that he's talking tough about deporting the 3 million illegal immigrants who've committed serious crimes, I mean, Barack Obama's already been doing that at quite a pace. He's lifted up the pace of that. I think 2.4 million people, illegal immigrants with crimes, serious crimes, have been deported under the Obama regime.
Oh, absolutely. Obama is accurately described as the deporter in chief. He has deported people at record setting numbers from the United States. I don't think there are 2 to 3 million criminal immigrants present in the United States.
Right.
So I'm not sure who Donald Trump is talking about when he says we still have 2 to 3 million left to go. The Obama administration has taken care of that aspect.
So it'd be business as usual. Just finally, Niels, the wall. Now they're talking about the fence. Some of it's already a fence. For most of us here, we don't understand this. There already is a fence along part of the border with Mexico, isn't it? But Donald Trump is planning to move very quickly in building the wall, isn't he? Is that still clearly the plan?
He seems to be walking that back a bit as well, and he made this clear on the 60 Minutes interview last night, and talking about perhaps a wall in some areas, a fence or extending the fence in other areas.
Does it make a difference, though, if it's a wall or a fence? Does that make any difference?
It's irrelevant. People will get over walls, people will get over fences or under walls. And it's just, you know, wall or fence, it's just a campaign slogan, nothing more.
Niels Frentzen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Niels Frentzen is a leading U.S. expert in immigration and refugee law, head of the University of Southern California's School of Law Immigration Clinic.